Brother Jack is going to exhort us this morning with the words that Christ spoke. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Brother Jack.
Brothers and sisters, in connection with this exhortation, to open up to Matthew chapter 11, starting at verse 28. Matthew 11, starting at verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. If I could, I'd like to try to get one message across to two different groups today in this exhortation. For those of you who have not been baptized, or have not considered baptism, I want you to listen to the words of Christ and realize what he's offering you. A relief, a release from the burdens and sorrows and hopelessness of the world around us. I implore you, I exhort you, do not wait until it is too late to dedicate your life to serving God. For those of you who are baptized, I want to remind you of what Christ has offered you, of what Christ has done for you, and of what he continues to do for you. Brothers and sisters, don't give up. Your salvation is closer than you could dream. Do you want to find comfort and peace? God provides this rest and comfort freely to those that love him. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 55, starting at verse 1. Isaiah chapter 55, starting at verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. As we start this Bible school, some of you, these past couple of weeks, these past couple of months, may have had the worst weeks of your life. I want to exhort you to allow yourself to find rest this week, to focus on building your faith, on increasing your understanding of the words of God, of trusting God to direct your paths, and establish communication to God, pray, and pray without ceasing. This is how we find peace and rest. To read the section again from Matthew chapter 11, which we read at first, come unto me. These words represent an invitation from the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to be your Savior and Protector. What joy we have in serving him. Who else can help our sick child or grandchild get well? Who else can we turn to with our impossible problems? To have such a helper and Savior, men would be willing to part with all that they have, and here it is simply offered to us for free. Come unto me. The next part of the verse was, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The metaphor here appears to be taken from a man who has a great load upon his back, which he must carry to a certain place. Every step he takes reduces his strength. It steals his breath. It increases his pain in his back and in his joints, and makes the load that he carries upon his back even more difficult. However, the load must be carried, and he labors, using all of his strength, to reach the place where he can put it down. A kind person passes by, and seeing his difficulty, and maybe his tears, offers to ease him of his load that he may have a break. In like fashion, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has offered to help you. He is a true friend we can completely trust in. Christ will never let you down, and he alone has the power to relieve you of your burdens. Labor and heavy laden, this could also refer to the Jews, who were burdened with a law that condemned all under its power and could not bring life to any. Heavy laden may also refer to those who are ashamed of sins that they have committed and feel that they are not worthy of this great hope. You too are invited to come to this Messiah and find speedy relief, immediate relief from the guilt of past sins and washing to a new life. All are invited to come, and all are promised rest. Take my yoke upon you. It is a strange paradox that a man already weary and overloaded with a burden must take a new weight upon him in order to be eased and find rest. But this advice is similar to what is said in Psalms chapter 55, 22. Let's take a minute and look that up. Psalms chapter 55, 22. Psalms chapter 55, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And again, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. This yoke is easy. It comforts, and in the age to come, provides final and eternal rest. Next section, I am meek and lowly in heart. Wherever pride and anger and other fleshly emotions dwell, there is nothing but grief and agony. In whatever place righteousness, godly love, meekness, and humility of Christ dwell, all is peaceable and quiet, for the work of righteousness is peace. And in verse 30, for my yoke is easy. Jesus is saying that this gospel imposes nothing that is difficult. On the contrary, it provides for the complete removal of all which oppresses and renders man miserable, and that is sin. Sin is the burden that we carry that makes our lives miserable. Taste and know by experience how good the Lord is and how worthy his yoke is to be taken, born, and loved. For those who are not baptized, I exhort you to take on the yoke of Christ. Throw off the yoke of the bondage of sin and rejoice in the knowledge that you, your children, your grandchildren will all be blessed by Yahweh in ways you will not believe. You are not alone. This throwing off of the man of sin is a struggle. It's a battle we all fight daily. Baptized members are no better than you. We all fight the same battles. Personally, I've always been amazed at the power of prayer. Every prayer I make, God answers, whether it be a thing that is big or small. In times of great difficulty, he has delivered me. I've seen my brothers and sisters in Christ suffering terrible trials. I have prayed for them, and he has delivered them. He has delivered my family, turning a time of trial and sadness and loss into a time of actual blessing, giving us the exact opposite of what we thought we were going to have. Do not hesitate to pray for others, brothers and sisters. It's been my experience throughout my life that many times I have lived with trials for years and years, and shortly after the trial went away, a brother or sister of Christ may tell me that they prayed for me. So, a little bit of advice there. Pray for others, because that may be just what's needed to relieve them of their trial. Throughout this week, you'll hear many talks that will revolve around the theme of this Bible school, which is John chapter 16, verse 33. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The words that preceded that, though, I have overcome the world, were, and I'm going to quote, in the world ye shall find tribulation. This tribulation that Christ spoke of included persecution, death, being despised of all men, including even their families, The words that Christ spoke, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world," are as powerful today as they were when he spoke them to his apostles, because we all suffer tribulation now, as they did then. The scripture tells us in Acts 14:22, we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. The Bible tells us that we must all endure tribulation, and there is only one way to survive that tribulation. One, we must build our faith. Two, we must fill our mind with the Word of God and understand what we're reading. And three, we must pray. Pray, brothers and sisters. Let God show you how He will answer your prayer, and it will build your faith. God wants your faith in Him to be strong. He wants you to ask Him in prayer for the things that you need, and He wants you to trust Him. I've run into people who didn't think that they were worthy of praying to God, and so they don't ask God for help when they need Him most. It's kind of like feeling a heart attack coming on and refusing to call an ambulance. It doesn't make sense. Pray. God wants you to pray. God wants to hear from you. He wants you to ask Him for the things that you need. And God delights to love, provide, and protect those who love Him. Brothers and sisters, study all this week. Study every day. Fill your mind with the Word of God. When Jesus was tempted, He didn't give opinions. He always gave a Bible verse as a response to temptation. We should be able to do likewise, but by preparing ourselves and strengthening our minds so that we can do the same. Another suggestion, make notes. Study. Start big projects. And it's interesting how when you start a big project, I remember one time I wanted to have a study of Revelation, and it seemed like every time I'd been in a study of Revelation, people move faster than my brain could keep up with. So I talked to an elder brother, and I said, I want to have a class in Revelation, but this is the one condition. I want to stop you every time I don't know, every time I'm getting lost, so we can back up until I understand it. And start big projects, because time passes quickly, and you'll be surprised what you'll have accomplished. And moving on to the next subject of study. Brothers and sisters and young people who have not yet been baptized, study and understand the Word of God, because there is no trial we can endure in this world whose concepts are not addressed in some way in Scripture. And what a sadness it would be to reach one of those terrible times of trial, one of those terrible times of tribulation, if we have ignored our God and neglected our spiritual welfare. What a sadness it would be to be floating in the sea of affliction, truly alone, with no sail and no rudder. Use this week, brothers and sisters, to build that faith. Build it into an impenetrable shield upon which the fiery darts of the wicked bounce off harmlessly. God will never abandon you unless you abandon Him first. God will never betray the righteous that put their faith in Him, and God will never forget those who serve Him faithfully. Brothers and sisters, trust in God, even and especially when all hope is lost, for all things are possible with God. I can't tell you how many times I have prayed to God when all hope was lost, and God delivered me out of things that I didn't think were possible to be delivered out of. Pray to God, trust in God, and let Him show you what Yahweh and His mighty angels can do. I've noticed a great deal of brothers and sisters lately, young and old, suffering with trials of great intensity and happening frequently. I'd like to offer you a thought as to why I think this may be happening. Brothers and sisters, our Lord and Master Jesus Christ is coming very soon. The Weekly Standard quoted Michael Carpenter, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Ukraine, and Eurasia, who confirmed a February analysis by the RAND Corporation, which determined it would take Russia only 60 hours to destroy NATO and reach the capitals of Estonia and Latvia. Now, he was confident they'd be in much better position or shape by the end of 2017, 9 months from now. But that's the way it is right now. And I'm sure Russia is thinking it has 9 months to prepare for an invasion of Turkey and the Middle East. According to World Affairs Journal, Russia is having a problem with depopulation that started in 1992 and continues to our day. Russian births have dropped by 40%. Deaths now exceed births, and only 30% of males 13 to 17 are healthy. In a country of 178 million, Russia is depopulating by almost 1 million, or about 800,000 people, a year. And that means that Russia's dreams of conquering Constantinople become more unlikely the longer they wait. For them, the clock is ticking. Russia's list of allies and countries they have influence over match exactly the examples given in Ezekiel, and Russia is nearly in a state of war with Turkey over one of their jets getting shot down. Chris, we have the whole situation happening with the Brexit, where Britain is separating from the EU, and when we take a look at some prophecy, and it indicates that the Britain and the young lions thereof will be resisting what appears to be a Russian, German, French, and many other country alliance. This is another example in current news showing us how God is preparing for that day that is coming very soon, for Russia to go after Constantinople, to drive down into the Middle East, and Christ will be resisting him at that time, and we'll be gone. By then, we'll actually be amongst the saints. So the clock is ticking right now, and so I was talking about brothers and sisters, maybe young brothers and sisters, people that just recently got baptized, maybe people that recently got married, and even older brothers and sisters going through very severe trials. And I wanted to offer thought as to why that is happening, and this is it. I believe it used to be that God had a man's whole lifetime to mold him to make a vessel that is useful to him. So we can take it by my hands, and that represents a man's whole life. Young people and brothers and sisters in Christ, because the return of Christ is so close, he has a much shorter time to mold you. And the process has to be done much quicker. This is why I believe brothers and sisters, and especially young people, are being put through severe trials so quickly after being baptized and so quickly after getting married. God's molding of your character is happening quickly, and you are receiving a lifetime of tribulation in the few short months before his return. And yes, I think we have good reason to think it could be as little as months before Russia makes its move into Turkey and the Middle East, and that could start the return of Christ. Weeks, days. It's very, very close. So now is not the time to give up with severe trials. Now is the time to be encouraged, because your severe trials are molding you to be the person God wants you to be when he picks out his jewels. Brothers and sisters, endure your trials and believe what Romans 8:28 tells us. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Brothers and sisters, when Christ said, "Rejoice, for I have overcome the world," he made it possible for all of you to have hope of eternal life and salvation. But for you to be able to take advantage of this great hope, you also have to overcome the world. We hear it over and over in Revelation. Let's look at Revelation 2, and I'll quote from a couple of places there. Revelation 2, verse 7. "To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. "He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." Revelation 2:26, "And he that overcometh and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations." And the bread and the wine that we have before us, we have symbols of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, symbols of his overcoming and symbols of his conquest of sin. Brothers and sisters, let us use this week to strengthen ourselves so that we can overcome sin, so we can finally receive the rest that we hope for, to be able to put down the burdens of this life for all eternity, and finally find rest. Thank you.